Jack Radio, and I'm Ace Tamayo. On the program today, press freedom could be threatened by the proposed changes to certain national security laws. That's what the Media, Entertainment, and Arts Alliance said when arguing that the changes would inappropriately expand the powers of intelligence agencies over journalists. The Labor government is enduring heated debate after asking for a joint committee to examine a number of proposed amendments to telecommunications laws last July. Attorney General Nicola Roxon defended the changes, stating that they would aid Australia to be equipped against emerging and evolving threats. But Media Alliance Director of Communications Sean Brogan argued that the changes amount to a fundamental attack to press freedom and ethical obligations of professional communicators.
The Media Alliance is concerned that any expansion of telecommunications interception powers and the powers of intelligence agencies as proposed in the terms of reference have the potential to threaten press freedom. The Media Alliance believes efforts should be made to ensure that press freedom, including the confidentiality of journalist sources and their information, should be protected and guaranteed under any proposed legislative changes being considered.
Brogan further mentioned that increased police powers would weaken the accountability between the media and government agencies.
The Media Alliance has used its annual press freedom reports to highlight concerns it has on the increase in powers available to intelligence agencies with regard to their operational activities and warrants and the prevention of journalists to put intelligence agencies under the same scrutiny that other government agencies should be subjected to in a modern, functioning democracy.
Dr. Mark Adrejevic, a media scholar and deputy director of the Center of Critical and Cultural Studies, echoes the Media Alliance submission and argues for an exception for journalists in serving public interests.
There should be carve-out exemptions for areas that we are particularly concerned in that serve the public interest, in particular journalism. So there should be specific carve-out provisions made that allow journalists to, for example, protect their sources. And there are other ways of, you know, when it comes to questions of national security, there are other ways of getting at sources, even if you have a carve-out provision.
Adrejevic further mentioned that the proposed changes erode personal autonomy.
I don't agree with the notion that it's a sign of our natural honesty and openness that we make all of our data available to governments. I think that equation to me seems like a false one. I don't believe that wanting privacy means that you've got something to hide in a sense that's dangerous or pernicious. I think that a certain level of privacy is important for personal autonomy.
209 other concerned groups and private citizens submitted their response to the committee, including the Pirate Party of Australia, who said that the proposal would directly target professional communicators. The party's deputy president Simon Bruce said if this proposal were passed in Parliament, it would weaken confidentiality between private sources.
Well, with the mandatory data retention, for example, there's a lot of communications people don't necessarily want everyone else to know about. There's a lot of professions where that's really important, like journalists, lawyers, doctors, where client worker privilege is really important. And having that information be stored and collected makes people less likely to want to actually communicate.
The Parliament Joint Committee only had their fourth hearing last Thursday and has yet to announce its next public hearing. This has been Ace Tamayo for Jack Radio.